This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. 10 members of Congress arrive in Havana today. It's the biggest official American delegation to visit Cuba in decades. Such visits have been extremely rare since Fidel Castro led a communist revolution in the late 50s and the U.S. broke off relations. Let's go next to Havana. Gary Marks is the Chicago Tribune's Havana bureau chief. Mr. Marks, good morning.
How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, thanks very much. Who are some of the Americans on this trip, and what do they want?
Well, it's a mixed group of people. It's 10 congressmen. It includes people like Jim McGovern and Bill Dillahunt, Democrats who've long advocated for easing the U.S. embargo against Cuba, and Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona as well. But also there's some people on the trip who have not been to Cuba before, such as, Republican from Texas, Mike Conaway. So it's very much a mixed group, though. Overall, these are people that have generally supported lifting the embargo for many years. And I think the feeling is now, of course, Fidel Castro is gravely ill. Raul Castro has been the interim leader for the past 5 months. The feeling is maybe a page can be turned in this chapter and that there may be a chance for easing tensions between the two countries.
Now, you open the Washington Post newspaper this morning or go online and you see an interview with the U.S. intelligence director saying Castro is near death, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's generally the feeling here. Again, there is absolutely no information here on the ground. It's just an absolute vacuum. It's just a stunning time, considering Fidel Castro has been the only leader most Cubans have ever known. But the general feeling among diplomats here is that he's gravely ill. But again, Steve, he could live an hour, he could live a day, he could live a week, he could live a year. Nobody really knows at this point.
So this American congressional delegation, will they have a chance to meet with Raul Castro, Fidel's brother?
I mean, that's the hope. It's an absolutely packed schedule. Today they arrive at about noon, and they're meeting with, they're having a dinner tonight with Ricardo Alarcón, the president of the Cuban National Assembly, one of the top leaders here. They're also meeting some trade officials, some top Communist Party officials, and European diplomats, and even the head of the Catholic Church here, Cardinal Jaime Ortega. But tomorrow night, 5 p.m., their schedule is open. And that's when it looks like they'll meet Raul Castro.
How's all this get covered in the Cuban press?
Well, there's been no news, absolutely no mention of this delegation so far, and that'll be really interesting. Will they actually meet with Raul Castro? The feeling is they will. The top Cuban diplomat in the U.S., Dagoberto Rodriguez, is accompanying them, and Raul Castro, on his big December 2nd speech, talked about opening negotiations with the U.S. So this is really, really an interesting time, and I think that he will meet with them. But again, the question is, how will they play this in the Cuban media? Up to now, there hasn't been a word mentioned about it.
And let me ask about another aspect of this. When Americans from Congress, from both parties, as you point out, show up in Havana, how does that fit in, if at all, with the Bush administration's approach to Cuba right now?
Right. Well, the Bush administration has tightened embargoes since the arrest of dissidents here in 2003, and President Bush has basically said he would veto any easing of the sanctions. So I'm sure this is not going to go over well in the White House. But, there's a lot on the plate in Congress, again, as the Iraq War and things like that. So I think the Democrats and people who have been fighting the easy embargo are hopeful for the first time because they've gotten a signal from Raul. But, it's a long way to go at this point. I think this may be the first step in what could be a long process.
Well, watch for reaction in Washington and in Havana. Mr. Marks, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Gary Marks is the Havana bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune.